as Mishum Eva. It's at the corner of the Rabbonin. Midiraisa, Vada, she has the right to keep it. It's at the corner of the Rabbonin, Mishum Eva. So Rashi says, the Chivan, the Enechayv Mizanasela. Midiraisa, father does not have to feed his daughter. So therefore, the Rabbonin wanted to make sure that a father should like his daughter and want to support her. Because the Yamrit, Miss Yosef Shalot, he can tell me she has the right to keep what she finds. Ikeva, we have to be afraid maybe the father will get angry at her. And Veloizan Lasu, and he won't support her anymore, because he doesn't have a chiv to support her. So therefore we try and make there shouldn't be any fights between the father and the daughter, so that maybe the father would have Rachmanis on his daughter and support her. The Maisi Odeh, who are doing when the Isha works, that the Maisi Odeh, yeah, that the father also, father gets the Maisi Odeh. The paycheck the daughter had, receives, goes to the father. Minolon, how do we know this? How do we know what the daughter works? Goes to the father, the money. That her father has the right to sell his daughter for a Jewish maid. Ma oma, just like when the father sells his daughter for a maid. Maisia de la Rabba, he's like selling it, and he gets the money for it. And she has to work now for a master, and the girl doesn't get anything from it. Is Afbas the same thing? Your daughter, even without selling her for a maid, Maisia Delia Via. That's a swear to say that any paycheck, any money she makes, goes to the father. Since we see the Torah gave the father the right to sell her to work, so right that the work belongs to the father. Fred Gemara, good, but Viema, maybe let's say Hani Mila Katana. Maybe it's only a swear when your girl, when your daughter is a katana, before 12 years old. Because then you have the kavuchay the svara the motzi mezavin law. Then the father has the right to sell his daughter. Kozeman she's a katana. The father could sell his daughter. Avul naro. But once your daughter becomes 12 years old and she has to pay Cyrus, that the lachur is the lemotzi mezavin law. The father can't sell her anymore for a number of riyam. So lachur, let's say now ma'is yodedi do. You see now the father doesn't have the right of her work. So maybe her work should go to herself. She should keep a paycheck. How does the Mishnah know to say Ma'is Yedeh goes to the Yav, even when she's a Naira? And this the Gemara says, Havi Mistavra Devi Havi. I tell you, it's a Svara that the paycheck should still go to the father. Why? If you want to have Havimin, if you want to tell me that the paycheck she has a right to keep, what she works, she keeps. How could it be the Torah gave the right to father, like to give her over to chuppah? The Torah gave the father a right to marry off his daughter. Whenever the father wants to, he has a right to force her, like his das, his rotzen helps for the isha. His heichi motzi mosala. How could the father give over his daughter lechuppah? Hokemavatul lo mimaisi yodel. The chur kasher is mash. Many times the father wants to, he can do it. But if you tell me now the work that she does belongs to herself, so she ketayna, I have a job now, I'm working today, and it's my money, you have no right to stop me from working today. So therefore you can't make me go to the chuppah. If she doesn't want to go to the chuppah, how could the father force her to stop working and go get married? In Lechura, she's losing a paycheck. So from here Lechura should be a rayon that the paycheck also goes to the father. Therefore the father has a right to force her, like to have chasna whenever he wants. Fred Gemara, no. Poruch Rav Achoy has the kasha. Eima, let's say like this, the Yoyev lo schar pikosa, enachanami? Maybe the father has to pay her the schar that she's bottled from not working. The chuppah takes, the chasta takes 2-3 hours. For those 2 or 3 hours, maybe the father has to pay her, enachanami. She deserves a paycheck, maybe. The father could stop and get married, because the father has to pay her for the work she's missing that time. Inami may be the muscle of a layla. Maybe the father can only tell her to get married at night time when she doesn't work. Inami the muscle of a shabbos of yom tovim. Because this pasuk is no raya. Maybe the father only has the right to marry you off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then she's not working. There's no ma'isi yadayim then. So maybe that's when the father has the right to marry you off. But enochnami, maybe the father does not have the right to stop her from work, because maybe the work belongs to herself. So when it says like this, Ella the Svara is like this, Kitana loitzricha kroy. For a Kitana you don't need any posik. Why? Hashta zvuni mazvin lo, maithyadeh mi boy? Like you said before, Madach the Torah says the father has a right to sell his daughter for a maid, and the father gets the money for her work. So of course, any work that she does when she's a ketana goes to the father. We don't need a pasuk for this. When do we need the pasuk altogether for? That's only for a nara. Trashik Yitzchak Krol a nara. V'yaf agav dika kro v'ketana ksiv. Mi ukro yeseru d'ksiv liyoma. L'yakushe bas liyoma. L'akesha de narasya. Now we say Chayim Karishas Bita Liyama. It comes to teach us this Rosha that a father gets the Maisi Adel of a daughter even when she's a Nara. Now the kiss, that's what we're coming out. That this Pasuk of Chayim Karishas Bita Liyama is the Hekish, Ma'am Maisi Adel of a Rabbah. We don't need this Pasuk for Ketana. By Ketana, it's a Svar without the Pasuk, really. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Pasuk is even a Nara. Even when your daughter is a Nara, and then the father can sell her, still the Torah is telling us, the Maisi Adel, what she works, goes to the father. Pa'aforis Nidoreha. The father has a right to be made for his daughter's Nidorim. Minolon, Tehchsev, it says in the Pasha of Nidorim, Binoreha Beisavia, that calls the man, she's still a Nara, she's called Beisavia, the father has the right over her Nidorim. The father could be made for her Nidorim. On the Kabbalah's Gita, the father has the right to accept the get for his daughter. Minolan, how do we know this? The pasuk says, V'yotza v'hoysa. Famous pasuk, so we always say, Iskish yitzil lavaya. We learn out Hilchas Gerushin Gitin from Hilchas Kedushin. So just like by Kedushin, the pasuk says, is bitin asat lishazer. The father has the right to accept the kes of Kedushin. The father's yad is called a yad to accept the Kedushin for his daughter, who Adim learned that we know from there. The father's hand is enough to accept the get for his daughter also. Even though she's married midiraisa, because the father had das for the Kedushin, and the chur, the get has to be chal midiraisa, still we say the yad of the father is called the yad for his daughter. Because we have this iskush, yitzi lavaya. But the Mishnah says, that calls the man, your daughter is alive, and if for some reason your daughter yashin her mother and has nechasim that doesn't belong to the father, that property the father has not, can't touch it. He does need the peris. The fruits that grow does not belong to the father, he can't eat it. Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. As long as his daughter is alive, he does need the fruits of her karka. Because once she dies, then the lacher is the father yashins her. The father yashins his daughter. But we're talking about Kolzaman, she's alive though, the father doesn't yashin her, the father does not have the right to eat the peris from his daughter's nechasim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, no. Ha'av oichel peris b'chayabita. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argues in our Mishnah and says no, her father also has the right to eat the fruits of the nechasim, the property that belongs to his daughter. The Marba Maikim, if we what's the machoikis over here? Tanakam is sovar. Like the Mishnah says later, a husband, when you have nisuyim with your wife, the husband has the right to eat peris from his wife's nechosim. Tkinu lo rabbanim peris. The rabbanim made it the corner. The husband eats peris. The yimkem, because if not, mimniv loy parik. The locher is a husband has a chiyuv to redeem his wife. If his wife is captured by goyim and is ransomed to pay, the husband has to pay. So Chomim wanted to make sure the husband would pay it. Therefore, they made a takana. The husband has the right to eat the peris from his wife's nechassim. Ela'av ma'ikla meima. What do you want to tell me? The mimnev le'parik, the father wouldn't do it. B'lav lochi parik. For sure, father has rachmonas on his daughter. We don't have to worry about the money. For sure, he'll redeem his daughter. The father also maybe sometimes won't want to spend the money to redeem his daughter. Sovra will think like this. She has a nice lot of money. She has her own money. She has her own nechassim here. Let her go and sell the nechassim and free herself. So that's what he thinks. Even by the father, we have to be careful. The father should not get angry at his daughter. Therefore, it's the kind of the Rabbonin that the father also has a right to eat the peris from his daughter's nechassim to make sure that if she does get captured by the goyim, the father would redeem her. Then the Mishnah says, Niseis, when she gets married, she has chuppah, she has nesuyin, yeser olav ha'baal shu'eichel peris. Then when she has a husband, after nesuyin, then the husband has the right to eat the peris. If she owns property that she yashin from her mother, so then the husband has the right to eat the peris, he has the right to plow and plant the field, and the peris that grow go to the husband. Tana Rabbanan, Bryce says like this, kosav lo, let's say, kosi wrote to her. So Rashi says, Yekosov lo peiris ksus v'kelim. Rashi says, posak lo av bina naisa. When they got married, the father of the kala gave her money, gave her things, shetachnis labailo, that you should bring in to your husband, metaltlin, things that you move around, could go in peiris tlushim, uchsus v'kelim, v'kosov lo minerisim. So the father gave this present to his daughter and said, it's yours to give over to your husband, even minerisin, as soon as you make chasna, even before nesuyin. So again, the Brisa says, Tana Rabbonin, Kosav lo, when the father wrote to his daughter, to his kala, that peiris, ksus v'kelim, metatlim, things that, that are movable, that she avoyu ima, that you should take with you, mi besa v'ya from my house, the besa v'al to your husband. And he wrote this mishmin erisin. Now, Mesa, let's say she dies. Rashi says, Mesa be erisin, that she dies after erisin, is loizocha ha'bal b'dvor malolu. The husband does not have a right to receive these things. But since they didn't have nesuyin yet, they didn't live together yet, so the husband doesn't have a right to take these things. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Amru, zocha ha'bal b'dvor malolu. No. Since Kosala, since it was written that the husband, the father has given his daughter the kala, these things to bring over to the husband, and it was written b'shas erisin, so he meant to say right now, b'shas erisin, give it over to your husband. So if she dies, he has the right to keep it. So what's the machlok? Yeah, again. So what's the machlokes? Lema beflukta to Rav Loza ben Azayev Rabbanon kemiflugi. So machlokes within the svar of Rav Loza ben Azayev Rabbanon. This now we learned like this: Nis armala or nis garsha, where a lady either lost her husband or else she received a get, so she has a right to collect a ksuba. Bein min nesuyin, whether it happened after they had nesuyin, bein min erisin, whether it happened only after they had kedushin. That's all. After she had erisin, then her husband died or her husband gave her get. Is Goyver Sakoil, she has the right to collect the whole ksuba. Goyver Sakoil. Rabbi Loza ben Azayi Oimeno, min ha-nesuyin Goyver Sakoil. If they had nesuyin already, then her ksuba, she has the right to collect everything. Or min ha-erisin, she only receives the get if the erisin of the husband dies. If the erisin is like this, Besula Goyver Masayim, v'yamona mona. That's all. In other words, you don't get the Tosefes. When a husband adds extra money into the ksuba, she only gets that if they have nesuyin. But if they didn't have nesuyin, they didn't live together yet, then all she gets is only the ikara ksuba. If she was a psula, she gets 200. If she's namona, she gets 100. So see, it's a machloikis. When does the isha get her tesefes ksuba? Bishas erisin, or only after nesuyin? And he says, a svara blaza ben azaya.